Okay. Let's get into it.
I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house.
Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree. Husband of almost 18 years, father of four. Y'all know what it is. Why do people say, y'all know what it is? It's your boy. Y'all know what it is. Like, no, we don't. Just tell us, who are you, sir or ma'am? It's your girl. You know what I'm saying? Brrr, all that. I don't get it. Anyway, already starting off on a rabbit trail. Let me get focused again. Welcome back or welcome to the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, first of all, thank you. Second of all, make sure you subscribe. And what else you got to do? Gosh, I'm getting used to this. All right, I'm going to get used to this. Got to like, comment, subscribe. I think subscribe should be first because that's the most important thing. I mean, if you don't like it, that's free too. All of this is free. You don't have to pay money for this. So any interaction is great. Yeah, so that's it for YouTube. Oh, man, I'm doing a terrible job at this. Facebook, if you're watching on Facebook, again, thank you. Make sure you like the Tyree family page. Stay up to date. Periodically, I may post an episode on my personal Facebook page as well. Either or, wherever you can listen to this, that's fine. And for those who are just listening, thank you for your support. Spread the word, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Gonna keep this thing going, okay? And it's gonna get better and better. Okay, so with that being said, oh yeah, let me add my little, God, man, there's so many things I gotta do. See the little ticker thing down there? Yeah. Go ahead and take a look at that if you're watching. If you're not watching, it's kind of awkward. You're like, what ticker thing? I can't see it because I'm listening. Anywho, all right, that's enough. Let me get into today's episode. Before I get into today's episode, for those who are watching this, I was cutting my hair and shaving, and I made a misstep. Not in my haircut, but in my facial hair. And this is the least amount of facial hair I've had on my face in quite a while. It's just too smooth-faced. Did not expect it. I'm not too mad at it, but when you've been rocking a beard for so long and, like, you're not really rocking the beard now, you're like, dang, I didn't know my face was that round. It's going to take some getting used to. I do look younger. I mean, I still got the salt and pepper beard going on here, but if you're not even, if you're just listening to this, don't even worry about it. Other than that, let me see. Things have been better. I'm in a pretty good state of mind. I don't think I've given you guys the four Lees. For those who are new, the four Lees is pretty much the suffix of physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I tend to give updates on those four aspects. Started off with something I did with my best friends. I used to just ask them, which I need to ask them now that I think about it. I'm going to ask them that. But I usually ask them, you know, to keep each other accountable and kind of know where we are. Because, you know, in the back and forth of talking and you know, cracking jokes and sending memes and stuff like that. You don't know if someone's suffering or going through something. So, you know, we do our check-in with the leads. So I haven't done it in a couple of episodes. I'll go ahead and do it now until we get to the subject at hand. Okay, so spiritually, I feel that, I feel like everybody who's very deeply spiritual is going to always say, I feel like I could be better. So that's where I am with that. I would like to actually get a little bit more devoted into reading the Bible and different corresponding passages and messages and things like that. So I want to up my game up there. So that's a goal of mine. Now that I'm in a better mental state, I feel like I can handle that. Like whenever I'm like in a very low mental state or a very dark place, it'd be hard pressed for me to like sit down and enjoy reading. I don't think I can't speak for a lot of depressed folks. Let me not say that, but I know some depressed folks, they don't feel like proactively doing anything. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it was for me these past couple of months, but I'm getting to a space now where I feel like I can do that and I'm going to do that. So, yeah, other than that, I think all is well on that front. Physically, okay, let me first start off by saying, and you guys are supposed to hold me accountable, I haven't touched the gym yet. I haven't touched the gym. But what's weird is that I still look like I'm in shape. There are some days where I look bloated in the abdomen region, but it fluctuates. Like some days I'm like, man, stomach's really sticking out. Then other days it's like, where did my stomach go? So it's kind of weird. When I step on the scale, I'm actually impressed. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll take it. I will say, though, that I could eat better. And it's not that I'm eating junk or anything like that. It's just my schedule of eating. I go long periods of time. And in my mind, I chalk it up to intermittent fasting, but I'm not intermittent fasting. I'm just not eating for hours at a time and then I eat, which technically that's what intermittent fasting is, but I wasn't doing it on purpose. And that also attributes to my mental state at times when I'm depressed. Like eating is one of the last things I want to do. So I'm better, which means I'm hungry in a sense, you know, but we won't get through that. But I need to hit the gym. I need to get back in the gym, man. I miss it. So I hope I don't do another episode where it's like, I haven't been in the gym yet. That's going to be annoying. What else? Mentally and emotionally. Let me do emotionally. Emotionally, I can say for the first time in a long time, I'm not sad. Because I was feeling sad for a long time. So I don't feel sad anymore. At least not right now. And I'm going to just ride that wave of not feeling sad. So that's a plus. And mentally, I would say it's gotten a lot better. Therapy has been a godsend. It's been a help. And just me slowing my pace down, I guess, A lot of things haven't really popped off as far as like things that I have my hands in the hats, the mini hats that I wear. A lot of those things haven't really popped off this year yet. And so I'll be interested to see how that pans out once things start revving back up. But I feel a no in my spirit. Amen. And the no means it's pruning season, if you will. And so as those things come up, I may have to say no. Because no is a complete sentence. And I guess in some people's mind, when they say, oh, if I say no, then I gotta give them a reason why. No, you don't. Because no is a complete sentence. And you don't owe an explanation to your no. Will it be nice? Does it help communicating why? Sure. But a lot of people can't fix anything that makes you say no. So, I mean, again, no. I gotta start creating space for me to live in and not get smothered with so many things. I have a lot of things on my plate. It's time for me to start scraping some of this stuff off my plate so I can live like a human. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, that's the four Lees. I'm going to check right now because I sent out an Instagram and a Facebook message earlier in the week, and it said, do you have questions about marriage, parenting, or being the head of a household? Leave them in the comments below and tune in to Monday's episode of the Man of the House podcast for answers. Let me tell you, and maybe I just need to be patient, continue to do these, you know, continue to start getting more feedback, but let me check Facebook, because on Instagram, one person replied, and they replied in a joke. And then on Facebook, nobody replied. They liked the post, but that wasn't the call to action. I didn't say, hey, if you have questions about marriage, parenting, or being the head of a household, like this message. That wasn't the call to action. The call to action was to, hey, leave them in the comment section. Present your questions. But that didn't happen. patience. So I'll even answer the joke one, which, hey, it's something, right? So in the comment section, it says, how do you make it stop? Now, I'm not even sure if he's referring to marriage or parenting or being head of the household. But let's assume he said LOL joking. So I don't want you to think it was a serious question, but he could have been any one of those three. And obviously you can't make it stop. Of course, we'd be thinking, man, is there a way to stop this? So I get it. Anywho, if you're listening to this or watching this, especially y'all on Facebook, you know what? I'm going to post this episode on my personal because I need some feedback. I've received the most feedback when I posted on my personal, and I really didn't want to, but here we are. Excuse me, if you're listening to this or watching this and you have questions about marriage, parenting, or being head of household, leave them in the comment section below and I'll answer them for the next episode. Okay? Cool. Awesome. Subject at hand, topic of the day. Parenting. Parenting. I have four kids. Three of them are teenagers. I got one son, three daughters. My son is the oldest. My son this year will be 17. Then my daughters, they'll be 15, 14, and 9. Let's pause a little bit on the 9-year-old, because I think I'm pretty sure y'all know where this is going. The teenagers. This is a new area, a new phase of parenting. Okay. This phase of parenting, my goodness gracious. I've given the backstory of how I was brought up, so the structure of things and stuff like that really wasn't fully there for me. So a lot of this stuff I'm still learning on the fly. And I knew that this day would come that I would be a parent of teenagers. I don't know. I think when I do gestures, stuff happens behind me. If you're listening, like fireworks just happened on the screen, and I don't know. I'm still getting used to this stuff. But anyway, being a parent of teenagers, especially a teenage boy, let's specifically talk about the boy. My son has this thing where he knows everything. It's amazing. You know what? Just about all of them, they know. Hey, did you do this? I know. Hey, what's up with your grades? I know. Hey, how come your room is? I know. It takes everything within me to not go off when they say I know. I cringe when I hear them utter I know. You know why? Because it's not even because they know everything. It's because there's no action. So my new retort to them is, I don't care what you know. I care what you do. And you ain't doing nothing. That's what gets me. And so I'm trying to think of a few cases here. Okay, here's one. In our household, we assign weeks to do the dishes. My goodness. Our youngest, she's not there yet, so she doesn't have her week in the kitchen. So it's just mainly the teenagers. One of the teenagers does exceptionally well. Exceptionally. Very good. They're like a notch below exceptional. But the other two, I don't know what they be doing, man. One of them actually kind of refuses to do it. The other one does it whenever they feel like it. And I try to implement punishment. Like, hey, if you don't do your dishes on this day, then you get an extra week. And then sometimes they wait until after their bedtime to start on the dishes to buy them more time to stay up. Like, they'd be finding loopholes. Oh, I think that's a teenager's job, is to find loopholes in your parents' rules. And I try to go back in time when I was a teenager and say, did I do that? I'm sure I did somehow, some way. But it's worse now because of technology. Sometimes I blame myself because I'm like, am I giving them too much freedom? Like when I was coming up, cell phones. You couldn't be on PS4 or 5 at this time of night. Matter of fact, why are you playing games on school night? Like, what's going on? So I did set that rule, you know, games during the weekday. But like chores, especially on Saturdays, they're supposed to clean their room and they're assigned certain things. Hey, the girls, they clean one of the bathrooms, the other girl cleans the other bathroom. The boy, he's supposed to take out all the trash. Let me speak about the trash for a second. My son has been doing the trash for 8 to 9 years. And I'm still, to this day, I'm still telling this boy, hey, take care of this trash.
I know.
You ain't doing. Just this past week, just a few days ago, he almost missed trash day. We have 3 trash cans. He only put 2 out. The one he didn't put out, you guessed it, had the most trash in it. And we're talking about food, spoiled food. So you know what's going to happen now? Got to wait a whole week before the trash people come again. And all that food is just going to be attracting all sorts of bugs and insects and stuff like that because the weather's getting warmer now. But he knows. He knows, right? Lord have mercy. But you know what, though? The kids are good, man. I got some good kids. God bless me with some wonderful kids. And a lot of the being harsh on them and nitpicking is me trying to graduate them from good to great. Because why be good when great is optional? You know? Great is right there. Why are you settling for good? So it's not like I'm saying my kids are bad. None of them are bad. And that's a blessing. But man, I do not want them to settle for good. Like, give me some more work ethic. Give me some goals. Give me something. You know what I mean? But anywho, for those who have teenagers, yeah, again, y'all can leave that in the comment section. How y'all doing this out here? How y'all doing this? I'm still trying to figure it out. I am not an expert at all in this. Tell me what y'all doing. All right? Tell me. I got some cheat codes out there. Good gracious. Oh, well, anywho, that's my little rant / topic of the day. Kids, I'm sure there's going to be more episodes when we're talking about them. But, yeah, that's it. Again, if you have any questions or anything like that, leave them in the comment section below. If you're listening, obviously, you can't comment because, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. I don't know. But, yeah, for those who – I just realized something. I had the little streaming thing. Let me play it again. This thingamajig down here, for those who are watching, of course the people who are listening don't know what the heck that is. So let me go ahead and read it for you guys. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at – The Tyree Fam. You can find us. All right. But anywho, thank you all for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Hope you have a great week. And is there anything else? Nope, that's it. See y'all next week. Peace. I'm a man in the house, purposely, I'm a dad and his boss. I could break about all the cash in the count, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house.